broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
Answer me this question, because I'm very much interested in trying to replace Obama.
And I don't do all the talking on the thing. This is just some new stuff I'm doing.
We've tolerated discrimination and injustice.
Yes. I mean, I misspoke in an interview.
She indicates that she had been rear-ended.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. This is not a conservative or liberal offering, man. We ain't down the middle just to show that I'm not a hard-hearted man. I ain't no independent. I'm not a libertarian. We are the last real, raw Americans. Truth is our bitch. Welcome to our show tonight where we have... What are you looking at?
You mean raw American, man? It sounds like you get rear-ended from behind.
Don't comment on the things that we're talking about here, man. The stuff I come up with to try to pitch this show, to try to give this show a little, you know, some kind of a, what do we call it, an advertising slug. Just step back, man. You and your Java monsters. Boy, those almost put me away the other night.
I thought you wanted it, Mr. Henry. I went out and got a, you know, like a four, I found a four-pack of Vaughn.
No, I appreciate you getting me the four-pack, Robert, but.
Yeah, he can't take that stuff. You got to get double shot. Mr. Henry said a four-pack at Vaughn.
Yeah, the four-pack, but will you guys get out of here and quit going over my grocery bill?
It ain't your grocery bill.
My gross... Yes, thank you for the four-pack of Java Monster, man. I don't usually drink that slop, but when they're all out of that Starbucks coffee, and just one more appeal, by the way, to Starbucks, if you're going to make Starbucks coffee energy drink, then make it, okay? Nobody wants your mocha swill. Nobody. Every place I go, they got... I'm telling you right now, if there's anybody from Starbucks listening, no one's buying your mocha. It sucks, okay? It's like I might as well be taking a sip out of a toilet at Dodger Stadium.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, no one wants that. Just make what you make, coffee. Quit with your chocolate drinks. Number is 877-876-PHIL. On the show tonight, some news. We'll tell you about it. In fact, we Twittered about it. We Facebooked about it. We were in each other's face about it. And that is this woman that apparently faked her own abduction because, A, she's a lying whore, and, B, I don't know. I shouldn't say that's kind of a strong. Well, no, it isn't. It's not strong at all. And what's the rumor? Didn't she say two black guys got her?
Yeah, I heard that. That made me want to come out of my wig when I heard about that.
Well, I don't think that has been... Confirm, Jace, can you tell me, did she actually lay that on the cops, the two black guys abducted her and her daughter? Nonetheless, she did. Lady, first, now you know the cops ain't buying that one. That's the report that this woman said, oh, well, you know, we've been abducted and it's a couple of black guys. Really, what do they look like? Well, they're black. Uh-huh. Wait, stop there. Are they wearing ski caps? Yeah. You know, and black, yeah, and everything's black. Yeah, it's all black. Were they in a black car? Yeah. And it was at night. Yes, it was blackout. Yeah. Two black guys in a Cadillac? Yep, there you got it. Well, we'll be right out there looking for those guys. Might take us a couple of years. A Pennsylvania woman was arrested after her story about being abducted with her daughter. You see, folks, don't give me this bull crap about how America is past all this race stuff. When you got some dumbass whore like this living in Pennsylvania, and apparently she's got... a fairly decent life. She's middle class. She's middle income. She's probably right down the middle, although that's not what I've heard. But, you know, she's a straight, well, maybe not that either. And she readily goes to the story that the couple of black guys did it, and she's been planning this for how long? She's trying to, you know, abduct somebody's identity doing this. She wanted a split, man. She wanted to get away from whatever the hell it was she wanted to get away from. Anyway, the Pennsylvania woman, she was arrested after her story about being abducted with her daughter unraveled, quickly turning from a mysterious missing persons case into a criminal investigation that ended with her capture at the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando. Bucks County, Pennsylvania DA Michelle Henry said 38-year-old Bonnie Sweeten of Feasterville was taken into custody down in FLA around 8 o'clock tonight. Henry said Sweeten's 9-year-old daughter, Julia Rakowski, was with her and is waiting in Florida for her father to come and meet her. Sweeten used a co-worker's driver's license and presented it as her own when she bought an airline ticket and flew to Orlando on Tuesday, according to the Bucks County DA, adding that Sweeten also used the license to check into the Grand Floridian Hotel at Disney World. That ain't cheap either. That's high roller country, man.
How much?
I can tell you that's where Eisner stays. You guys don't know who he is, huh?
No. I don't know him.
Well, wait, Michael Eisner doesn't stay there anymore because he doesn't run Disney, but the fact is that that's the high roller hotel down there. A security camera reportedly showed Sweetin and Rakowski at Philadelphia International Airport hours after Sweetin made at least 2 911 calls by cell phone saying she was locked in the trunk, here we go, of a dark-colored 1990s Cadillac. Henry, the DA, said it's a terrifying thing for a local community to hear that allegedly two black men in a black Cadillac took a woman. I mean, two black guys in a Cadillac took a woman and her daughter. Terrifying. I bet you it's terrifying knowing you got an idiot like this living in your county. Sooner or later, you're going to have to deal with her. The fact that she would accuse anybody of doing something was a total fabrication on her part. Just makes my wig come off. Said the DA. No, she didn't say that last part. Now, let's start with the very beginning here, and it's kind of ugly. This is FBI Special Agent J.J. Claver talking to the Today Show, I think this was probably yesterday, about this abduction.
She indicates that she had been rear-ended in her vehicle by two black males driving what was described as a 1990s black Cadillac. She said in the call that they placed her and her 9-year-old daughter, Julia, in the trunk of the Cadillac and drove off.
All right, now, who is hosting the Today Show? Is it like one of those guys? Anyway.
Yeah, Katie Couric.
No, it ain't Katie Couric. I wish I would have heard them saying something. Oh, that's just terrible. I'll bet you it was a couple of them blacks. Yeah, well, I hope the cops are on it. Now then, Julia's father, Anthony Rakowski, fights back tears on the Today Show. This was this morning, by the way, both of these clips. As he describes his daughter,
she loves the Phillies. She plays softball. She's always dancing around the house.
When police called you and you heard what happened and you heard the news, I'm sorry as well. When police called you and you heard what happened and they told you about this 911 call, what were you thinking?
That this was not real. That this. That stuff you see on TV, stuff that doesn't happen to me. I mean, I was in shock. I'm still in shock.
And then the man wanted to send a message, obviously, to the abductors or the people that he thought had abducted his daughter.
I would like to tell them to let them go. There's no reason to keep them. I don't understand why they would want to keep them. Just let them go. That's all I can say. I mean, I don't understand why they would want to keep them. I mean, you know, we don't have money. I don't understand.
Now,
I don't
apparently,
understand.
The cops indicated that Bonnie had a good time.
She indicates that she had been rear-ended.
No, I'm kidding. Now, here it is. Here is the Bucks County DA getting real pissed.
Bonnie Sweetin has been charged by the Bucks County District Attorney's Office with false reports and identity theft. She told the coworker that she needed her driver's license because she had to use that driver's license to do something with her pension plan.
Mm-hmm.
The coworker, believing her story, gave Bonnie Sweetin her driver's license.
All right, now the cops started to put all of this together. Police and reporters had been puzzled. I'm not giving you guys that are reporters any credit. Are you kidding? You mean you helped bust the case? Good job. Detectives and reporters had been puzzled by holes in Sweetin's story, and the FBI spokesperson J.J. Claver confirmed earlier today the existence of inconsistencies in her account of the accident and abduction, but he declined at the time to elaborate. Now, Sweetin had told emergency dispatchers that she and her daughter were snatched in the middle of the day by two men who rear-ended her SUV in suburban Philadelphia, according to police. And maybe that's what that means when the guy says with a smile on his face.
He indicates that she had been rear-ended.
Sweetin had told emergency dispatchers that she and her daughter were snatched in the middle of the day. Now, when investigators arrived at the scene, they found no evidence of the crash, and the FBI and local police found no witnesses who saw the accident that the missing mother described. And although Sweetin said the accident took place in Upper Southampton Township, which is a suburb of Philadelphia, the FBI said authorities discovered her 2005 GMC Denali SUV on Wednesday in Center City, which is 40 minutes away, along with a parking ticket that indicated it was there about 20 minutes after she dialed 911. The 911 calls were traced to downtown. Wait till we hear those, man, when they release those babies.
When are they going to come out with those? I'd like to hear that lying whore and see what she's saying.
They won't come out with that for a long time. Are you kidding me? The 911 calls were traced to downtown Philadelphia about 20 miles from the site of the reported fender bender. One was picked up by a cell tower only two blocks from where Sweeten's car was found. The husband, Tony Rakowski, said earlier Wednesday that the sequence of events didn't add up. I don't think it makes any sense, the timeline and everything else, he told a local affiliate. Now, Sweeten has two other daughters, an eight-month-old baby with her current husband and a 15-year-old from a previous marriage. Her oldest daughter, Paige, wrote on Facebook, quote, I'm asking everybody to please pray for my mom and my sister. Well, your mom and sister are okay. Your mom's in jail. Ain't that something, huh? The thing about that that just continues to amaze me is not that it's the woman's faking her own abduction. And like we said on the show last night, it isn't that this stuff is new. It's that we're just hearing about it for the first time because there's so much news about it, you know. But people have been disappearing and being you know, faking their own this and then their own that for a long time. What I think is amazing is they're still going to that black guy story. Well, what are you going to come up with a story? Two black guys. I mean, if you're thinking about you're going to borrow somebody's ID and you're going to do this, you're going to do that, I guess she's just as stupid as it sounds. Okay. But our number here, by the way, is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, Twitter at twitter.com/RealPhilHenry.
Phil,
all right. Kanye West has come out with a book, a short book, and if you don't know who Kanye West is, he's a fine young chap, and he sounds something like...
I ask, 'cause I'm next door.
You know how it is. And anyway, no, I'm kidding.
Yeah, play it all. That's really... come on.
Tell me what to do, man.
Do anybody make real anymore? Bow in the presence of greatness. Right now, that has forsaken us. You should be honored by my lateness.
Uh-huh.
I would even show up to this face. So go ahead, go nuts, go ace.
I ain't a monster.
All right. That was Chris Brown. That wasn't Kanye. Rapper Kanye West does not read books. He doesn't respect them, according to this report here from Reuters. They're a bunch of krauts, so what would they know? But, nevertheless, he's written one that he would like you to buy and read. The Grammy Award winner, known for his number one albums and outspoken statements on everything from racism in America to the banality of Twitter, and by the way, he has a million followers on Twitter, is the... no, he doesn't. I don't. In fact, why don't we have Kanye... get him and get... we want to be a follower of his, okay?
Yeah, check.
Thank you. Check. Anyway, he's the co-author of Thank You and You're Welcome. His book is 52 pages, some blank, others with just a few words, and offers his optimistic philosophy on life. One two-page section reads, life is 5% what happens and 95% how you react. Another page reads, I hate the word hate. This is a collection of thoughts and theories, West said. And then he was asked, how do you know what theory means? And he said, I don't, but I thought I'd use that word. He was giving an interview about his spiral-bound volume, which is actually printed in a spiral notebook. And then he just copied it over because he's only sold six copies. So he says, these are all handwritten copies. And once I begin to actually pick up sales, then I may have one of them printer people do it. And it was co-written with Jay Sakia Sandifer, who is right now, I believe, on the run from Muslim terrorists because a fatwa was put out threatening his life. I'm joking. I have no idea. Anyway, Wes said he put his thoughts in a book because he'd forget them if he didn't. No, he said, I get paraphrased and misquoted all the time. And why wouldn't people misquote me? They have to translate it into English first. Ha ha. He calls his wisdom Kanye-isms. My favorite one is get used to being used. Oh, okay. Well, then, anyway, I feel like to misuse, overuse, or abuse someone is negative. To use is necessary, and if you can't be used, then you are useless. West, when asked to explain that, just threw up his hands, went over to a soda pop machine, got another Diet Pepper, I believe, or Dr. Pepper, and got into the limousine and rode away. His derision of books comes despite the fact that his late mother, Donde West, was a university English professor before she retired to manage his music career. Why didn't he like English? Because his mother was an English professor? Because she used to beat him with a copy of Moby Dick. Now, no, I'm kidding.
Yeah, you shouldn't joke about that, because his mother, you know, she died. She died tragically.
I know. I'm sorry, Robert. I didn't mean to joke about it, you know.
can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be.
Let's get Doug Danger on the line here from the Orange County Courier. Doug is the entertainment writer there at the Orange County Courier. Tonight, though, we're going to talk a little bit about gay marriage. Is that it, Doug?
Yeah, Phil. And by the way, I wanted to just mention to you very, very quickly that the Wolverine movie, I'd like to weigh in on that if that's all right with you.
Sure, go ahead.
I think the Wolverine movie is going to be outstanding. I think it's going to be a great film. I think Hugh Jackman is a great actor. I think the action and everything they do.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it, but I want to be a critic who thinks it's a good movie because, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I don't really need to see a film anyway, you know. The sense that I get of a film, I get from how other critics are reviewing it, and because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, I'm able to sense. It saves me a lot of time. And
Well, whatever, man. I really don't understand what you've talked to me in the past as being gay-eye.
It's got nothing to do with gay-eye. Don't say it in a disparaging way. I'm talking about being able to review a film based on the critics of other newspapers.
So you don't go to see a movie, you just read what the other guys write, and then you write the opposite.
Pretty much, yeah. And I'm generally right, because if they hate a film, that means a lot of people are going to go see it and vice versa. But I didn't come on the program tonight to talk about that film. The reason why I came on your program tonight is to talk about a column that I've got coming out tomorrow morning on the hypocrisy of people that oppose gay marriage. Now, the sexual politics of gay marriage, I'm not interested in getting into. I am a gay man, and I am a gay journalist. But I'm not going to talk about my own personal life or my own personal desires. I'm just going to talk about the legal logic of gay marriage. And here it is in a nutshell. If they say that gay people are not allowed to be married because of religious considerations, to wit, that marriage is a religious ceremony that is based upon the bonding of a man and a woman, then what about atheists? Why do they allow to have atheists be married in a church? And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And I say that because as a gay man and gay journalist, I'm able to ascertain and to pinpoint the problem immediately because of the long road that all of us who... I came out of the closet 2 weeks ago, and the road that we've had to go has been a long, hard road. Now, the gay marriage issue...
Wait. Because earlier tonight on the show... Hold on for just a second.
Well, I've still got a lot more I want to say.
Wait a minute. The gay marriage issue... I just said that.
You just said what?
I said an hour ago that what about atheists? How come they let atheists marry in a religious ceremony? Do they ask them whether they believe in God or not? How come they give atheists a marriage certificate?
What do you mean you just said that? What is that supposed to mean? I'm a gay man and a gay marriage counselor. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, what I'm going to say.
I said it because I read it on Facebook today. One of my listeners sent it to me.
I'm telling you right now that I got a column coming out tomorrow. Don't start with this right now, okay? Don't start in on me where I got a deadline coming up in 20 minutes.
I'm telling you that I said that on the air an hour ago, that if marriage is a religious sacrament, then how come they give out marriage certificates to atheists? Because I read that a listener of mine said that to me on Facebook, and now you're telling me you're coming out with a column. I just find it very unusual.
What you're saying is that you're telling me that as a gay man and a gay journalist, you're accusing me of something that... So we've got a term. You've heard of plagiarism.
Of course I've heard of plagiarism, and I'm not accusing you of plagiarizing.
Well, I think you are.
No, I'm not. I'm saying... I'm just saying it's not original to you.
The hell it is not original to me. You're accusing me of, as a gay journalist and as a gay man, the gayerism, that these people that you talk to on Facebook...
What did you call that?
What did I call what?
What did you say, gayerism?
Gayerism is the act of one gay journalist plagiarizing or gayerizing another source on gay material. Doesn't have to be a gay journalist plagiarizing or gayerizing another gay journalist. It could be a gay journalist gayerizing gay material. Now, that is also something that I came up with 2 years ago here at the paper, and I said to Shorty Waddell, who was our night editor, I said, that's mine. And he said, what? I said, gayerizing. And I said, I'd like that to be put in some sort of a notebook or somewhere where if you, and I know Shorty, and he's a good guy, but he knows, you know, who pays his salary, that if you decide to credit Bill Bumford or some of these other straights that want to steal my material, that's mine. See what I'm saying? now.
Well, you got me. I don't know what you're talking about right now. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the term gaugerized. I came up with that.
And you gave that to Shorty Waddell. Who's he?
He's the night editor at the Courier.
Phil Hendry.
For the question you shouldn't ask on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, just ahead of our As You Like to Hear Them segment with Joe Buckmaster, the CEO of Craigslist. Here is tonight's question that you shouldn't ask. Don't you think it's time that the Catholic Church face up to this reality? And that is, when you draw priests from a pool of celibate men... you are essentially drawing priests from a pool of people with a very high percentage of weird-ass and freaky traits, you know? Some real gone, just, they're real different over there, man. When you're drawing priests from a segment of society that can deal with celibacy, are you not just asking for it, man? Because there's a high percentage of some real freaked-out, whack, weird-ass people. And isn't it time that they have married priests? Yes! Woo! All right. See, but that's just a little... that's an evolution of the usual question, which is,
don't you think it's time that they have married priests?
Well, I don't know. I could give a crap. However, if you were to throw this into the question...
Uh-huh.
If you were to say, well, we're drawing all of our priests from celibates and guys that are happy being celibate, or so they seem, we're asking for trouble because these guys are going to get their, you know... they're going to get their cheap dime store thrill somehow.
But what are you talking about?
You know what I'm saying. It ain't about whether they're comfortable being married, you know. Oh, those poor priests, they're celibate. That's not, I don't care about those guys that are celibate. Get them out of there. Get them out of there. Take a fire hose and wash them all down the street, man. You remember when you were a kid, you used to wash the driveway down?
Yeah, I used to love doing that, especially my dad's cigarette butts.
Well, this is what we got to do with those priests. All right, that's our question you shouldn't ask, and let's think long and hard about that. Time now for our As You Like to Hear Them segment here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're going to bring on the line to talk with us this evening Joe Buckmaster of Craigslist. Now, this is, of course, a celebrity voice-impersonated kind of interview, but I would like to say this. Joe Buckmaster has a very distinct voice, and so I've worked very hard at trying to get his voice exactly the way it sounds in real life. It took a long time, and I went through quite a bit of voice training, and I actually went to an acting coach to try to get this voice down tonight. So I hope you enjoy it. Here is now Joe Buckmaster of Craigslist. And how you doing, Joe?
I'm doing good, Phil. How are you?
Great.
I'd also like to say that... thanks for, you know, doing me. I mean, I'm, you know.
Yeah, right. So, look, Joe, you got this company.
Yeah, and by the way, I heard everything you said about me. I heard you say that I was a guy who is operating on the fringe of the law. I heard you say that I was crying about free speech when, in fact, I'm enabling every kind of criminal.
Well, I didn't quite say that.
Yeah, well, you didn't? You wanted? I got the tape. I actually do have the tape, and I can roll it back if you want.
All right, no, you don't have to roll it back.
Because I got the tape right here. I got the tape right here. I got an old-style ghetto blaster, and I got old-style cassette tapes. I just keep it around.
No, I you're right. I did say that, okay? All right, I said that. I said that you are operating a business that seems to have protections that no other businesses have.
It's the Internet. What do you want me to tell you? It's the Internet. It's the Internet, okay?
That doesn't mean you get to just do whatever the hell you want.
Who says I'm doing what... where did you get the idea that I'm doing whatever the hell I want? I'm going through living hell with this Markov bastard and what he did. That the guy that ran off with the money?
Who?
That Bernard Markov, the guy that beat up the hooker and ran off with $50 billion.
Who are you talking about, man? Are you talking about Philip Markov?
What's his name?
Philip Markov.
Yeah, but he also, they gave him...
You're talking about Bernie Madoff. This is a different guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, you're right. I thought, geez, thank God. I thought he got his idea to rip those people off on Craigslist. So you're saying that... All right, well, I feel a lot better.
What do you feel a lot better about, man? You got a guy that found some woman offering sexual services on your website, goes, kills her, another one got the crap kicked out of her, now you got a prostitution ring being investigated.
Well, you know, we're innocent till proven guilty. Can I just throw that in? I know it troubles people, but may I throw that in?
You can throw that in, man, but I'm entitled to an opinion here, and that's my opinion. My opinion is there's something smells rotten in Denmark, man.
Well, then go to Denmark to talk... What is your problem with me if you're talking about that?
It's a figure of speech, and what I'm saying, Joe, or Jim, or...
My name's Jim, thank you. You work on my voice, but you don't...
Okay, Jim. You got a business that you provide an adult section...
Yes, we provide an adult section.
Okay, for these sexual services...
I didn't know that the sexual services... They're rub-downs.
Oh, get out of here with the rub-down.
And look, I don't know what's going with the. If they transact business that's wrong, excuse me, I'm sorry, Phil, but I just had a late dinner. If they
Very classy.
Well, you know, you've been sitting there ripping me an ass. Did you expect anything more?
No, frankly, you're right. No, I didn't.
Okay, may I continue?
Go ahead.
You know, if I belch again, you'll just say, well, that, you know... Consider the source?
Yes, I will. But try not to do it if you don't mind, because it's a radio show, my radio show, and I like to, a little decorum, I like to observe.
Yeah, okay. By the way, who are you having on your show tomorrow night? Because I just got a text message here from Jason that said, please have Bill read the tease for tomorrow night.
Oh yeah. Martin Weiss, he's the author of The Ultimate What do you mean you got a text?
He did.
Martin Weiss, author of The Ultimate Depression Survival Guide, Protect Your Savings, Boost Your Income, and Grow Wealthy Even in the Worst of Times.
Yeah, sure. All right, so...
Never mind about that, man. Your business, Craigslist, provides access between customers and between the services being offered, and some of them are illegal. Would you not agree to that?
I do not... Would I agree to what? I do not...
Would you agree that there are illegal businesses advertising on your website?
At this particular point, my attorney tells me no. No, they're not.
Your attorney, huh? Is he sitting right there?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
And what is his name?
I'd rather not tell you what his name is, but my attorney's here.
Prove it.
All right. Here's my attorney. Hi.
You're the attorney?
Yes, I am. Give me the phone, will you? I have a couple of more things I want to... Give me the phone. All right.
All right, so... would you not agree that Philip Markov saw an ad advertising sexual services, went to this person's place of business, whatever that was, and killed her?
What do I say? No, I do not.
Well, you know something, Jim? If I'm going to have to talk to you through a lawyer, what's the point?
Because I have a right to defend myself. Now, you said on your program that my business is exactly the kind of business that needs to be tightly regulated by government, and I strongly disagree with that. I'm a businessman. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a capitalist. I'm all of those things. And why don't I get to do what I want to do? Everybody else gets to do what they want to do.
Because you provide, sir, a portal for a lot of different business opportunities and different customer opportunities, but some of those are illegal.
Well, what do I say? No, they are not. My attorney just said...
Oh, okay. Ask your attorney what your name is.
What's my name? I'm not at liberty to divulge.
See, that's what I'm saying, man.
Oh, come on. Grow up. I can answer a few questions.
All right. How about this? How about this, okay?
Shoot. I'm ready.
Okay. In South Carolina, the attorney general...
Bunch of hayseeds.
Well, can I finish?
Go ahead.
In South Carolina...
Hold on, Phil. He said I'm not to answer the question.
You don't even know what the question. You don't even know what the question is.
He says I don't even know. He said to blow it out your. Go ahead. Ask the question.
All right, I'll ask the question. You can answer if you want to.
Okay.
In South Carolina, the Attorney General is looking into your website and some of the services that it provides or not. It provides.
All right, that's it. I don't provide any services. I have a website, and it happens that there's people on it.
Well, what does that mean? It happens there's people on it.
they're on there. I got a website. It's called Craigslist. And I say, go ahead, advertise. I don't care. What do you want from me? And they do. And it turns out that I got advertisers who like that, and I didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, so in other words, you opened up a website, and it just so happens it made money.
Yes, yes. Oh, is that, you don't believe in the American way, do you?
I believe, what is the American way, not working for your money?
I work for my money. I've got a lot of other businesses, okay? I sell stuff out of my, I've got stuff, you know how I make my money? I operate garage sales for my mother, and you may laugh, but she's got a lot of stuff. And it pulls in a lot of dough.
I don't believe you, Jim.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. You called me a liar on the air.
Well, yeah, okay, and I'll do it again. Now, you got a website.
I opened the website up.
Well, who named it Craigslist?
No, we couldn't. I said, let's do a website. I didn't even say it. A friend of mine did. And I said, okay, fine, go ahead. He said, well, will you put up the money? And I, for what? And he said, to register it. And I said, I guess, but, you know, I got this crap. I'm not crap, but I'm selling this stuff for my mom. He said, okay. So somebody, oh, I know who it was, a guy named Craig. That was it, yeah. Okay.
Well, naturally.
You wanted me to tell you how we got the name?
Yeah.
All right. A guy named Craig suggested Angie's List, and I said, no, that's no good. So then the next thing I did is I...
What do you mean a guy named Craig suggested Angie's List?
That's what he wanted to call it.
Well, how did it get the name's Craigslist? Because of that guy?
No, I fired that guy. Then we hired his replacement. He was a guy named Bruce. And he suggested Craigslist.
Because of the other guy.
What other guy?
The guy that you fired named Craig.
No, no. He suggested Craigslist because Angie's List was taken. He liked that, too. So then we called it Craigslist.
You know, your story is so... You're so full of crap, man.
Yeah, you know what you don't like? You don't like the fact that I'm an American businessman, and I'm doing great business, and I didn't do anything wrong, and you don't like that I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, well, no, I know that you did something wrong. I know, for instance, that you are providing a access, a platform for criminal enterprise, and I think that's got to be illegal. If not, it's got to be the subject of a civil lawsuit worth billions.
Hold on, what? No, my lawyer said don't say that because it's upsetting me.
Say what?
That I could be sued for billions. And by the way, what is your name? Oh, I just found out my lawyer's name is Joseph Griffin. And he said, don't...
All right, you know what? Here it is, Jim. Okay?
Yeah, you finally got one you can pin me on?
How about the New York AG, man? He's looking into prostitution rings.
The New York AG, he can look into rings, all right. I got a couple of rings he can look into. Why does he take a look at the ring around his collar that his wife leaves because she's not using? And by the way, we advertise it on our website. What is it called?
Babo
Detergent. Now... A lot of these things...
Oh, get out of here, man.
Well, you wanted me on your show. And
you know what? You're as oily as you sound, you're as oily as you look, and I'm going to tell you something. You're playing with fire here because there's people out there, attorney generals, the families of some of these people that have been victimized, people that are into this child trafficking thing. You're pushing your luck, Ace.
Oh, well, get a load of you, Howard Hughes. I'm pushing my luck, huh? You telling me? You know how much money I'm worth? I got enough money. I got lawyers crawling. I got lawyers sleeping on the floor around here. I go to bed in a big master bedroom with a big, you know, California king, right? You with me?
Yeah.
And I got my living room is littered with sleeping lawyers. And when they get up, the first thing they do is hit their briefs. And then I tell them to actually put some briefs on, which is always, you know, gets a laugh. And you know, I think that's funny.
All right, thanks a lot. I didn't know you were on to do shtick. Thanks a lot.
Okay. All right, so forget it. You didn't think it was funny.
All right, thanks a lot, man. Goodbye.
Well, can I give out my website?
Go. Oh, I know what your website
is. Yes, it's Craigslist.com. What a...
I got a couple of favorite people in my world. I like lawyers and I like politicians. Anybody that takes all kinds of heat, I love them. Anybody that takes the brunt of all the jokes, all the stale jokes, used car salesmen, politicians, and lawyers are my favorite people. I hang out with them, I drink with them, I play cards with them. Anytime a politician runs afoul, even if the guy is in the clear, it doesn't help if I say accidents happen.
World famous Bill Hendry Show.
Welcome back. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. You know, in America, of course, we've got problems, but we are better in some instances than some other places, like, for instance, Northern Ireland, where a man was beaten to death in a soccer mob. Militant Protestant supporters of a Scottish soccer team beat to death a Roman Catholic man in the latest sign of how sports rivalries inspire sectarian bloodshed in Northern... Sports rivalries inspire sectarian bloodshed in Northern Ireland? I think that... It may be the other way around. Witnesses said more than 20 Protestant supporters of the Glasgow Rangers, many of them wearing the team's blue and white jerseys and scarves, drove into a Catholic district of the town of Coleraine after the Rangers clinched the Scottish Premier League Championship on Sunday. Billy Leonard, a former policeman and politician from the Irish Nationalist Party, Sinn Féin, said several carloads of anti-Catholic extremists came armed with clubs and literally attacked the first person they came across. Boy, you think we got problems. They're still working this stuff out over there. They're still working out Catholic versus Protestant. Are you kidding? Are you kidding with that? Maybe that movie I saw the other night. What was that, Bud?
Yeah, that was called Queen Elizabeth, the Queen.
That wasn't Queen Elizabeth the Queen. It was the Queen...
No, it was Queen Elizabeth, the golden girl or something.
Queen Elizabeth the Golden Age. What do you mean Queen Elizabeth the Queen?
What about the Queen Elizabeth Queen?
There's the Queen, Queen Elizabeth, then Queen Elizabeth the Golden Girl. I mean the Golden Age. There's three of them.
Well, which one's her?
The last two. The first one's Queen Elizabeth. Get out of here, will you?
You said Queen Elizabeth. They probably ought to.
Queen Elizabeth. Anyway, make a long story short, we're watching this movie, and it's about how she was a Protestant, and she was attacked by the Catholic King of Spain, King Philip, and that was, of course, the Armada that we all read about as kids in history class, the Spanish Armada defeated as the Catholic King of Spain attempted to restore Catholicism to the throne of Great Britain, which had been Catholic. I think they'd had Catholic, you know, kings and queens and all this good stuff. And I think the one that was preceding Queen Elizabeth was Mary, her sister, and they were both the daughters of, you know who, Henry VIII, and he was Mr. Protestant. He's the guy that split the English Church from Rome. So, in any event, they've been having this. In other words, the point is they've been dancing this dance since the beginning of time. It seems. So what the hell is the problem with you people? I don't understand. One of them's Protestant, the other one's Catholic. I get it that Ireland's Catholic. I'm Catholic. I got no problem with any Protestants. Of course, I'm an American. See? I'm an American. That means I'm... I guess. Anyway, reading on here, we see that Kevin McDade, 49, was fatally bludgeoned while his wife Evelyn and a 46-year-old Catholic neighbor, Damien Fleming, were both injured. Fleming was reported in critical condition. Police said they arrested six men on suspicion of involvement in the attack. More and more, you know the book that was written by Christopher Hitchens, God is Not Great? And, of course, the real pea brains say, oh, are you offending God? No, it's a slap across the kisser of people that are religious. It's got nothing to do with God. But the religion, good God almighty, the evidence of religion doing any good at all in this world is slim to none. Oh, now, come on, Phil, there's people that are good people. Really? Where are they? Well, let me tell you what they're doing. They're going out and they're doing good things, and they're not wearing a big sign that says, oh, and by the way, I'm a Catholic, or I'm a Baptist, or I'm a Methodist, and this good work brought to you by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You know, they're not running around with their beanie on and their curly cues and their stupid-looking cassocks or whatever else they're wearing, trumpeting to the world how wonderful they are. You show me one of these people, religious, whether they're Muslim or Christian or Jewish, you show me any of these people that are walking around telling the world what they are. Hi, I'm born again. Oh, really? Expecting everybody to fall over on their ass like they're Paul off the horse and, oh, well, I don't see them doing any good anywhere at any time. No good anywhere for anybody at any time. If there's good being done by religious or spiritual people, it's being done by people that are not taking out a freaking ad in Time magazine. A Catholic politician in the town, John Dalat, accused an outlawed Protestant paramilitary group, the Ulster Defense Association, of responsibility. Now, during the Troubles, as they called them, there in Northern Ireland, when there was this fight to include Northern Ireland into the Republic of Ireland, Northern Ireland, for those of you who don't know, is a collection of counties in the north of the country that is still British territory. And it is a Protestant-Catholic mixture. The Protestants want to remain with Great Britain. The Catholics want to join Ireland. And you ask yourself, well, what has that got to do with politics? These people are religious people. Well, it's got everything to do with politics. It's got everything. It's one of the reasons why this country is here. It's why, one of the reasons why we're here in America. All of the people that just wanted to get the hell away from all of that stupidity came to America. Yeah, a lot of them brought the stupidity with them, but a lot of smart people came too. And as a result, we have been able to mitigate the force of religion in this country in ways that other countries haven't been able to do it. Fact remains, if you want a clear-cut example of how religion continues to fail when it asserts itself in the political matters of a country, there you have it. We'll be back at a world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.